Just something about having a French name, if you put la or le in front of a name, it just suddenly becomes fancier and spiffier, I guess.
True.
You know, it can be that, of course, but there's so much more to cuisine from France, and you have to think of it as a regional cuisine. Just as with just about any country, there are different areas of the country that have specialty dishes. And I think that most French restaurants today are really more of a country French offering. But we not only have the fine dining restaurants, but in France, you've got the bistros and the brasseries. Now, in France, those are different places. Brasseries translates basically to brewery, like a brew pub here, or in Britain, maybe a gastropub, that really the focus is they'll have a bar and really have good beers. Not so much the wine. They don't focus on the wines quite as much, but they'll serve food all day long. And a brasserie isn't really known for having the better food. A bistro is more of a neighborhoody kind of place. Here's where you're going to get the good wine service, and this is where you're going to find the better food. But again, we're not talking haute cuisine. It's just going to be the good country French, reliable, good foods that you're going to have. Now, in this country, restaurants will call themselves a bistro, they'll call themselves a brasserie, they'll call themselves a cafe, and it's really interchangeable. When I review a restaurant that calls itself a bistro and it's really a brasserie, I don't ding them for that. If somebody puts bistro on a restaurant that really isn't French, they know I might say something like P.F. Chang's Chinese Bistro comes to mind. But, you know, right there, it's not even Chinese, so don't even get me started on that one. But if you go into a restaurant and you see things like coq au vin on the menu, beef bourguignon, escargot, coquille Saint-Jacques, ratatouille, soufflés, you're probably in a French restaurant.
I would need about 50% of those explained to me, actually.
Well, it's all good stuff. And I think if you're in a good French restaurant, they're not going to throw those names at you without explanations. But I think it's up to the restaurant to educate you and to not make you feel intimidated. If a restaurant's doing that, just throwing the names out there without a translation, they're not going to be around a long time, I think. Some that have been around a long time that I can recommend, Chez Vincent, or if you don't want to be pretentious, Chez Vincent.
But where is that?
That's in Winter Park over on the West End. Also in Winter Park, not too far away, Café de France, which is actually where the owner of Chez Vincent used to work. So good stuff there, too. And Paris Bistro up the way, which is really a bistro.
Okay.
Le Coq au Vin is one of our restaurants that has been around a long, long time. New owner now, who's been around for a couple of years, but still doing a good job. Very, very good. And we have one of the top French, actually French chefs in the world who has a restaurant at Epcot. Paul Bocuse has Les Chefs de France and Bistro de Paris at Epcot. And if you want to go see what really good traditional French is, you're going to be surrounded by tourists, people in T-shirts and everything. But the food on the plate really is the real deal.